The Meyerson Jewish Community Center's Jewish and Israeli Film Festival opens on February 1st with a panoply of films that celebrates Israel's 70th anniversary and the depth of Jewish culture. I'm happy to have Film Festival Program Chair Stacy Schimberg, and she's here to tell us about it. Stacy, give us an overview of this film's offerings. It's 3 weeks and a lot of films.
Thanks for having me, Anne. This year, we will show 12 full-length films over 13 dates, and the films will range from documentaries to dramas, romantic comedies to politically incorrect mockumentaries. As you said, we're celebrating Israel at 70 this year, and we're going to be showcasing several award-winning Israeli films as well. An additional perk that we have this year, in conjunction with our Israel at 70 celebration, is an Israeli screenwriter and film expert. Her name is Galit Roikman. She will join us as our scholar in residence during the first week of the film festival, including our opening night.
So tell us about the opening night. That should be a really delicious opener, right?
Exactly. Our opening night film is called Hummus, the Movie, and it is a delicious documentary. It is discussing how the power of the chickpea can bring Muslims, Christians, and Jews together. All over the Middle East and America and all over the world, people are using hummus as their staple, and there are different types of activities that are seen in the film, like the world's record for the largest hummus maker to a hip-hop musician and various other exciting things. And it just gives a very different look on hummus.
And I have to ask, does the opening night include hummus sampling?
What do you think? Of course. We're going to have a Middle Eastern hummus sampling and cocktail party before the film.
And there are also, as you said, other documentaries. And what's the mockumentary?
The mockumentary is called The 90-Minute War. And it is a take on how the Israel and Palestinian conflict could potentially be resolved if it was over a soccer game.
Let's talk about some of the dramatic films, because there are a lot of films in the schedule that are based on true events.
Exactly. One of the films that's based on a true event is called The Law. It is a story about a woman who was born in France. So it's a French political narrative. She was a Holocaust survivor, and her name is Simone Weil. And she survived Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen. And that experience taught her to fight, which would prepare her to be a political figure in France. And in 1974, she fought to legalize abortion in France.
And then you've got comedy.
We have a romantic comedy that takes a look at a normal, everyday Israeli 30-something, handsome, easygoing guy who thinks his future is all set out for him. And the movie, as it is called, And Then She Arrived, and trouble ensues with his so-called perfect life.
Well, you mentioned the scholar in residence, and you have many of the films which will be accompanied by a discussion or other kinds of activities. So tell us a little bit about those.
Well, Galit is an expert on Jewish culture in Israel and everyday life in Israel. So she's going to be telling us about how our films in general and Israeli culture in general are changing in the face of film and television.
Are there other panel discussions going on? Is that the only one?
There will be other speakers. You can check our mailer to see what other offerings will be around.
The films are being shown throughout the area, correct?
Exactly. Our opening and closing nights will be at 20th Century in Oakley, and those will be special events with some special perks as part of the events. And those are on February 1st and February 22nd. And then the rest of the films will be at the Kenwood Theater, Marymount Theater, and the Esquire Theater, with an additional film at the Jewish Community Center on a Sunday.
So tell me how you go about choosing the films, because I understand that there are literally hundreds that you have to cull through in order to get to this 12-film schedule.
We cull through many, many, as you said. This year, we had about 65 that we actually took a look at. There are certain criteria that our committee looks at when we're curating the films. They have to be under 2 to 3 years of age, haven't been released in any other form of media. They can't be available for Netflix or that anyone can see in any other realm, and they haven't been released in this area yet. So we run into some trouble sometimes because some movies usually try to come out around this time of year. But we sift through many, many films, and between the committee's expertise and the needs of what we feel are the needs of our community, We try to select different films in different genres and balance out the festival. They always have to be festival worthy.
And is there a film we haven't mentioned that is a personal favorite of yours?
There's one film that I really, really am looking forward to sharing with the community, and it's called My Hero Brother. And this is a documentary about an Israeli young person who has a brother who has Down syndrome. And he takes his brother and about 12 other sibling couples along on a trek through the Himalayan mountains. And it is a really inspiring story about how we lean on each other and all of the relationships are tested and strengthened during this journey.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to share this information with us. Stacy Schimberg is the program chair for the annual Meyerson JCC Jewish and Israeli Film Festival that runs February 1st through the 22nd. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.